All right, we ready? In 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to Ryan Reviews the Universe, bringing you the best takes for the best times for you, the best people. Today we're going to be reviewing, or rather creating a top 15 draft style best Miyazaki, or rather Studio Ghibli works with our anime correspondents, Bob and Maddie. I think there's a possibility that my good friends Zach and Noah will choose the winner. No? Rooks is shaking his head right now, so that's a no. Noah is going to crown the winner.
Noah's going to pick me.
He plays favorites.
What? He better not play favorites. That's not right.
He knows diced.
I feel like you're going to do a terrible job. Yeah. I feel like you're bad at this.
Maddie's going to go first because she said that she would commit crimes if she didn't.
Yeah, because, wait, do I just go?
We're talking a little bit about how it's going to work. We're going to go snake style, so it'll be Maddie, Bob, Ryan, and then I'll go again. And then at the end, Maddie will go twice after I...
Wait, you go twice at the end? Like, it'll go like me?
It'll go Maddie, Bob, me again, then you, then Maddie, and then Maddie again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives you a lot of power to pick two in a row.
Yes, but otherwise I would just be screwed over for the entire draft. That's why the snake style is superior, Bob.
Okay.
Gives me a little bit of an edge. All right. Maddie, let's talk about what we all know what your first pick is going to be.
Whoa. We got to establish some boundaries. Are we going our favorite Ghibli movie, or are we going what we objectively think is the best Ghibli movie?
Favorite. It's the same. Okay.
It's not the same.
I can't be
It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's definitely not the same. Because you could...
For me, because...
Grave of the Fireflies...
Favorite, for me, number one, is Porco Rosso. Best, for me, number one.
Spoilers. All right.
Let's do favorites. It's more fun, because I feel like we agree on what the best ones are. I think that's super boring.
I'm just worried Bob's going to take some of them.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
That's true. This is true.
That's why I had to go first.
Bob, Maddie, open to the floor. Do you guys want to do a brief background on Studio Ghibli and Miyazaki? I think I mispronounced his last name.
Miyazaki, that's right.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
I don't even know where to begin, honestly. He's kind of like the chief animator in Japan. Like, you could call them the Disney of Japan, honestly, at this point. But I think it's a lot more than that.
I think that's a safe way to tell people like who know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Because he did make movies that were kind of like made for a younger audience.
To be fair, our listeners really successful. Probably do know a decent amount about anime. Apparently those anime episodes went off. We got a bunch of new folks. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much.
I'll say this, Ryan. I remember when I was like 8 years old and I watched a movie called Little Nemo, Adventures in Slumberland.
What?
Which nobody at this table has ever heard of.
I have, because you talk about it nonstop.
That was Rooks pouring wine. That was...
And it was a collaboration with Miyazaki and Disney to release a movie in America. I remember watching it and being like, this is special. And then later on in my life, I watched Castle in the Sky when I was like 12. And that was the breaking point for everything. Just, there's some feel of Ghibli movies that just you can't create, or at least hasn't been recreated in any other animated movies, I think, especially in the American like animated industry. So they're beautiful.
They have a certain amount of like whimsy.
Yeah.
That I feel like other
childlike wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah, childlike wonder. That's a good description. Also, strong female characters like 50 years before anybody was doing it.
Yeah.
Also,
like really, really
very anti-fascist, very environmentalist, very anti-war. Strong female characters, as you already mentioned.
But not even just, like, the annoying kind, where it's, like, they're just strong to be... Like, they're also, like, little girls, you know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, I don't want to do that, because they're, like, you know, a child. But they're also, like, they're realistic.
They're also, most of the time, really cool as well, so...
Yeah.
I think...
The kids are all right, you know?
I think another way is, like, you'll watch a Disney movie every now and then, and you'll be like, okay, a person of any age can enjoy this movie... But pretty much every Ghibli movie fits into that category. You could be 4 years old, or you could be 80, and probably enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Whereas there aren't many anime movies that are like that. Mm. At least in my opinion. I don't know.
Let's start us off, Maddie. What are you going to pick?
Okay. You know what I'm going to pick.
I know what you're
going to
pick.
See, I feel like I didn't actually have to fight for this that hard, because I don't think anyone would have taken it from me.
Probably not.
Yeah. But Castle in the Sky has always been and will always be my favorite. It's like one of my favorite movies. It's probably my second favorite movie that exists. I love it
so much.
Give
us the plot. Give us the plot.
So a girl floats down from the sky and this little boy finds her. And then they go on a, basically an adventure to, like, figure out where she's from, I guess, is, like, a really, really broad, short synopsis. But I love it so much. Something about it is so fun to me. It was, like, the first Ghibli movie I think I saw in my adult life. I saw, like, Spirited Away and stuff when I was a little kid. And barely remembered it. But the first one I, truly remember watching was Castle in the Sky. And it's just so pleasant. I love it so much.
And it's technically the first Ghibli movie.
Yes.
Like, 1986.
It's the OG.
Yes.
Because Miyazaki made... For the purpose of this draft, I think we'll include some of Miyazaki's earlier movies as Ghibli's... Like, we'll count it as Ghibli. Like, the movies before that.
I'm not counting...
Uh-oh.
Lupin the Third, Castle of Cagliostro.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. We're only doing things that are a list of Studio Ghibli works.
So Princess Nausicaa technically is not a Ghibli movie then.
Yeah, because I feel like it...
No, it is not.
I feel like we should definitely include it.
Okay.
That's changing Rob's whole list.
I think Lupin we should include as well, to be honest.
Crap. Well, then that I'm going to have to change my list off the dome probably as well.
Yeah.
Good.
We could probably do five films then if we're going to include both of those.
Probably. I think we should definitely include both of them.
Okay. Let's include both of those then. Yeah. As you can tell, a lot of prep work was done for this episode. Oh, geez. Anything else we want to say about Castle in the Sky?
No, it's a perfect adventure movie. Just
it's my comfort movie.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yep. Castle in the Sky for Maddie at the first pick. Bob, what do you have?
Easy. Easy pick. It should have been the first pick of everything else. Princess Mononoke.
Crap.
Just...
Foolish.
It's incredible.
Crap.
The action is incredible. The animation is incredible. It's whimsical. It's violent. The characters are amazing.
It is one of my favorite environmentalist films of all time.
It's really good.
It is absolutely gorgeous. I almost want to get a tattoo of one of those little forest spirits. The ones that shake their heads and it sounds like a rattle. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I think one of the best things that no one ever talks about the film is really everybody has their own motives, but nobody is really truly a bad guy. Maybe the dude that's siding with the Emperor.
That one guy, yeah.
He might be the worst. But pretty much everybody has their own goals. You know, like the town with like the women that are like with the bellows and the coal and everything. Like they're just trying to survive. The forest is trying to survive. Like the boars are trying to survive. It's just so good. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Also, the dub voice acting is phenomenal.
Yeah. Do you know who plays Jigo, the guy who you actually listed as bad? In the American.
Who?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Beautiful movie, though. So whimsical, so beautiful. The animation's gorgeous. When they're trying to kill the forest god.
And which one? The real elk. Forest god? Or okay, gotcha.
Yeah, the elk, yeah. And when they're like in the water going to the tree, I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Oh, I really already regret Snake Style so much. Because I knew Mononoke, I'm not getting it. It wasn't even remotely.
Hey, now I'm happy because now I get to safely pick my actual favorite and then don't feel bad about it.
You get the best spot.
You have two picks, yeah.
I have two picks now.
Fine.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So at my number three, this is my true favorite. I already mentioned it before. He's a pig. He's a human. Who was transformed into a pig man by a witch, and he hates fascists. It's Porco Rosso, the World War I fighter pilot ace whose real gig is just defeating pirates in the Adriatic. He's got an on and off again relationship with this owner of the hotel. He takes in a young mechanic to defeat this American cowboy fighter pilot. And defend his own honor during World War II. I don't know. He's the man.
I don't know, Ryan. I love Porco Rosso. Three's too high.
What? I understand. This is a hot take, but this is my list, and
three's,
I love me some Porco Rosso.
Three's way too high.
You asked me for favorites. I gave you my favorite. I don't think it's the best one. I would have picked a few films above it for what the best Studio Ghibli Miyazaki films would have been. But you asked for my favorites. Porco Rosso is my favorite Ghibli film.
What's Fair killing enough. Me right now is that the average American viewer of Ghibli movies would be absolutely dying at our three picks right now. Like, how have they not been mentioned yet? Like, how the two that are going to go next,
yeah.
How have they not gone? And I'm now realizing what a terrible choice I've made. I've made a horrible choice. I'm about to lose two huge ones. I'm really upset.
For my next favorite, it barely beats out what is probably the better movie than this one as well. I'm going to take... Oh, jeez. I'll take Howl's Moving Castle.
I knew it, and I know what you're going to take.
I'll take Howl's Moving Castle at number four. Howl's Moving Castle. Sophie is... Just her character progression from the beginning of that film to the end, just self-actualization and instilling of confidence. All of the side characters are great. Billy Crystal as the living fire demon is just wonderful. Onion King, Onion Boy, whatever the heck they call him. We talked about whimsy in these films before. I truly think that Howl's Moving Castle is just perfect, whimsy, wonderful, heartfelt. I love it so much. I'm taking that at number four, and I know what's going to go at number five.
Also, it's his best romance by far.
It is his best romance by far.
I actually disagree with that.
No.
I disagree.
Actually,
I know it is the
We'll probably talk about... I wonder what you think the best one is. When it does come up, please mention...
Easy Howl.
It's not.
I think it is Howl, but I'm interested to see what Maddie thinks.
I don't know. I think I think it's a bigger part in that movie than it is in his other movies. Like, it's like the romance is like an actual, like a main component of the story as opposed to being just kind of like a side plot point. But I don't think that I don't know.
I think we really screwed up because Noah's definitely going to pick Bob now, because where are you going to pick at number five, Bob?
Oh, without a doubt. We're already ranked way too low. Spirited Away.
Yeah.
Miyazaki's probably his best movie by far.
Yeah.
Crap. It won a best picture for...
I barely care anymore what I get, to be honest.
No, I mean, Spirited Away, it was the first non-American anime movie to ever win an Oscar.
Yep.
Number one.
Animated feature, yep.
Yeah. Maybe the highest grossing movie in Japan, I can't remember. Beautiful movie. So whimsical.
Crap.
Frankly, a little frightening at times in the movie. But so...
Oh, no. When the parents turned to the fix.
Yeah.
The first time that I watched that film, I was absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
I think the only children's movie that scared me more when I was a kid was Coraline.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
No, but Spirited Away is just... It's gorgeous. No face in the scenes with him when they're on the train. Like, no one's ever going to forget that. Have you ever seen the movie?
No.
With the water in the train tracks. Like...
I did hate it as a kid.
Haku, great protagonist.
So
yeah. Frankly, ranking Spirited Away at five is a crime to this podcast.
It objectively is, but
it would easily be, it would be a close second pick for me.
See, the list would have been totally different if we did what we thought the best were, but it just so happened that Bob was in the perfect... Maddie and I are softies for certain movies.
You had the opportunity to pick Spirited Away and Howl, which...
But I love Porco Rosso. You asked me what my favorite was.
I would have my ideal list right now had I been smarter.
Have favorites? Screw you, Noah.
Great value on Spirited Away. Right
there. That's a little Miami Heat role player pickup, even though it should have been going way, way further.
I had to grade it as a first round movie.
Without a doubt.
Should be.
Maddie, you've got the next
two
picks.
Even care. I'm hurting really hard. Because part of me wants to take Noska just to hurt Bob. like just truly, that would be the only reason. Because I love it, but I don't know that it's, like, it would come next for me. I'm really choosing between two.
Kiki's and what, Ponyo?
Kiki's is probably next for me, just because I find it's another comfort movie for me. And then I'm choosing between...
Kiki's?
Yeah, Kiki's for sure. And then I'm choosing between Ponyo and another one.
Let's talk about
really
Kiki's
love.
For a little bit while...
She's a little witch girl, and she just goes... She goes on her little adventure to a new town, because they all do that when they turn... however old, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I feel like it's something obscenely young, like 12. They have to go on like a little adventure somewhere and set up shop and be witches there. I don't do as good of a job as you do at explaining the plot, but I feel like viewers get it.
It's bittersweet when she listeners. Loses the cat. That was very sad.
This yeah. is true.
Mm-hmm. No, I just loved it.
Good coming of age movie.
It is. It is. It's like short and sweet and fun. I just remember feeling like it's just comforting. It's a comforting movie for sure. Poop.
Yeah, she loses Gigi, who is her special cat. And at the end of the film, I don't think she's still able to talk to Gigi. She's able to fly again, which was like the big point of contention in like the middle of the film. Mm-hmm. But she's not able to. It is kind of bittersweet in that way.
It's very bittersweet.
It feels unresolved, sad, yeah. honestly. Yeah.
I don't know if it feels unresolved. It's just kind of. It's not the ending you're expecting.
Yeah. No. It does like this end. Is true. It ends so kind of abruptly. It felt like because it's so short. It was just. Quick end. Mm-hmm. That's definitely why it's not higher up for me.
Can we talk about how he also has a little bit of a hard-on for aviation and airplanes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because so Tombo in this film, he's got his little aviation club. There's a bunch of flying in Porco Rosso, which I've already mentioned.
I mean, you're forgetting his biggest work. That's like his complete love letter to aviation.
Hmm.
The Wind Also Rises. The entire movie is kind
of... Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wind Also Rises. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to see where that one goes. I feel like... All right. But, yes. As far as other themes, other than just strong female characters, environmentalism, all that jazz. A lot of feminism in this film, especially, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki is a strong, independent woman who doesn't really need no Tumbo, even though he's pining for her in the entire film.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just like it. I don't think about it that much. I just go with what comforts me the most, which is why this next pick is really hard, because I really liked Whisper of the Heart, but Ponyo is probably, and I still think this, even after Kaguya, I think it is his prettiest movie. Like, it's gorgeous. It's so beautiful. But I just like the plot itself, and I don't know that
we've mentioned Whimsy before, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that it's
Ponyo's gorgeous.
It's so, so beautiful.
His water scenes are.
It's also very accurate from a paleontology perspective. What? No. You know, all those crazy.
Take the whimsy out of it. Take the whimsy out of it, Ryan.
All those, like, dinosaur era, like fishes and whatnot, mm-hmm. those are pretty accurate representations of what we thought they looked like way back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was the Cambrian era or whatever. Mm-hmm. Brooks, pull that up.
In which era did little girls turn into fish?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Which one?
Oh, jeez. No, seriously, though. Do we have anything else to say about Ponyo?
I guess it's my pick, but it hurts me that this is what
Devonian era. Ah.
we were all really worried that you would get that.
I have to pull out the I have to put out a retraction again. Gosh darn it. Yeah, Devonian animals. Yeah, they look pretty similar to what they did in the I was alive during the Devonian era. I can say for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, what are you taking for pick number?
This is tough. I'm torn between
pick number 8. Yeah.
I'm torn between Nausicaa and The Wind Rises, and I think I'm gonna have to go with Nausicaa.
Nausicaa.
Okay. Just because, I think the animation was so ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I think the protagonist is so good, and then the radiation forest when she's with the bugs and everything was just so cool and weird and sci-fi and fun. Patrick Stewart's a voice actor in the movie. The voice acting's incredible. I think it's really good. It's a weird... I think the ending is a little weird, but I think the movie itself is pretty cool, and I loved it as a kid.
Fair.
I love it. Yeah, I feel like it's also slept on big time.
All the bugs are just so... so weird-looking, yeah. Honestly.
But the scene where she realizes the radiation in the forest, there actually is none underneath,
mm-hmm.
that was pretty cool. That blew my mind as a kid. So I love it. But The Wind Rises, also incredible.
Which is... Actually, no, I'll take a different film before that. I've got the next two. I will take Whisper of the Heart
yeah.
first. Is that what you thought the best love story was? No.
No.
Really?
My take is too hot for you guys, so I'm not gonna share, but
Whisper of the Heart is what I would say is the second best romance film of his repertoire, is filmography, whatever you
heck Maddie, you call Maddie's it. Take is that Castle in the Sky is the best romance.
I do, because I believe it.
Oh,
most.
Really? Oh, okay. Actually, that's
they're
acceptable.
The cutest. They're the most adorable, and I just believe it the most, like, because they're just pals, and it's adorable to me. Castle in the Sky, I think my issue with Howl's is that I kind of hate Howl a little bit.
No. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Blasphemy.
No.
I'm sorry. Like, I get it. Like, I think I get it. I didn't get it my first watch, really, but I get that, like, he does not have his heart inside, so he's like, that's why he's like that, you know? Like a dick. But I don't know. It's even that I still kind of hate him most of the movie.
Blasphemy.
Because he's, like, so self-centered.
The thing is, he still cares for everyone. Like,
yeah, no,
there's
does.
Something
he
going
does.
On.
I know, but it's just, like, it's not like, he's supposed to be this really charming guy, and it works
Which
for some people.
Which he absolutely is, yeah.
Yeah, it works for some, it doesn't work on me. Whatever he's doing, it's not working. It's not working for me.
That's fair.
And that's just a personal thing.
Maddie likes The Witch of the West in that movie.
Back to Whisper of the Heart, though. Whisper of the Heart, the synopsis of it is Japanese high school. You've got a student who's really into writing, and she's got a little crush on this guy who runs, keeps on checking out these books before she does. And then she realizes, oh, I know this guy in real life. I absolutely hate him. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, that's a fun little romantic trope in and of itself. And then they kind of fall for each other throughout the beginning of the film.
It's a fun movie.
It's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After Whisper of the Heart, I will take The Wind Also Rises. Or rather, The Wind Rises.
Can't even
Noah's shaking his head. I totally did. What? Actually, okay, I know what you are thinking, but hear me out. It is his love letter to aviation.
Without a doubt. Very conflicted, too, because, I mean, the guy he idolizes in that movie is the dude that made the planes for the Japanese, like, Air Force in World War II.
Yeah.
Which, it's very complicated. It's a beautiful movie. I think the ending is shockingly tragic.
It's still kind of anti-war, weirdly enough.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah. The main protagonist doesn't want to... I mean, it's 100% anti-war, but... It's a great movie.
I'll take Wind Rises at 10, and then, what was it? I took Whisper of the Heart at 9. Bob, you're on the clock.
This is tough.
I feel like there's a pretty obvious answer that
I
haven't taken yet.
Yeah, you have to take it now. You begged us to include it.
No, because I'm torn between The Boy and the Heron, My Neighbor Totoro.
What?
And
you haven't chosen Nausicaa yet.
Sorry, I'm speaking right now. Totoro.
What is this?
And the Princess Kaguya. And I think Lupin too. Lupin's good. This is tough. I think Lupin was way ahead of its time.
I'm gonna literally kill you. I'm gonna kill you because I feel like you're gonna take the only ones I care about left.
The nice thing is, Maddie, you do have two picks left.
Yeah, I don't care about.
I'm going to take... Shoot, I'm between Lupin and the Boy and the Heron, honestly. Why are you shaking your head? What?
Noah
the
wants...
The fact that Totoro hasn't gone yet is insane.
Totoro's great. It's like
Noah, how many of these have you seen, though?
All Noah just likes to camp us.
I don't remember what you guys have said, honestly. I've just been sitting over here kind of stewing.
I'm so real with everyone. I have not seen Totoro.
Wow.
Yeah. Never watched. Well, because I only really started watching them as an adult, and it just, like, never came up, to be honest.
I still haven't seen Boy and the Heron, if I'm being completely honest.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
No.
Well, now I'm conflicted.
You're going to look back at your list later and be like, why did Nausicaa...
Hey,
why,
I'm pretty hyped about
my
list.
I already chose Nausicaa.
But you did.
Yeah, I did.
When?
No, we were right.
Yeah,
Nausicaa's already
you
gone.
You got Nausicaa at 8.
Never mind.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm going...
Right now, Bob's got... Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, and Nausicaa.
I hate you!
Yeah.
Maddie's got Castle in the Sky.
Oh, I hate you so
Kiki's
bad.
Delivery Service, and Ponyo. And I've got Porco Rosso, Hell's Moving Castle, Whisper of the Heart, and The Wind Rises.
Dude, I'm gonna go... Oh, shoot, this is so difficult. Okay, Kaguya is out. I love Kaguya, but it's not it.
Maddie has a great list going right now.
Yeah.
So that's all I gotta say.
Well, to please know, I kind of go with Totoro, but I didn't like
Lupin. That's a bow before your lord.
Dude, I'm going Lupin. I'm going Lupin. Screw it.
Crap. Yeah. Screw you, Bob. I wanted that F5 so bad.
So ahead of its time.
I thought it would fall.
No. Lupin's incredible.
Oh.
It's crazy if you... That movie came out in 1979, and you watch it, it's the thing insane. Is,
Bob, you still probably should have waited till your fifth pick, because I doubt Maddie would have taken Lupin the Third.
Yeah.
No, but we're going by favorites.
This is true.
I enjoyed Lupin
Castle more. Of Cagliostro. Oh, my gosh.
I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed Boy and the Heron on the first watch. I love Boy and the Heron.
I agree, actually.
And...
100%.
Yeah. Lupin's a fun movie. Huge, huge, huge... series, like, it's so ahead of its time.
No, I agree with you. I would have taken that over Boy in the Heron 100%.
Yeah, Totoro, though, is really, it was close. No, I know it was pissed. He hasn't seen Lupin, though.
Yeah. I'm about to absolutely...
All list, I can say...
I already gave up on my list.
...is that Lupin walked so that Han Solo and Indiana Jones could run.
Not really, though, because 79, like, Star Wars came out at the same time. Oh, I guess Lupin, like, the character probably came out before then.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it, good call, though. It did come out in 1979.
Yeah.
Wow, crazy pull, Robert. And then Indiana Jones came out in 81.
Yeah.
But the character was around
a long time. Yeah, I'm sure Lupin was like, it was like a manga, like in the 70s. But yeah, that's a great movie, though. Not many people have seen it. Like, it's fun. Also, surprisingly dark.
What's dark?
Yeah, like, I mean, people, like, die in that movie.
That's true.
It's kind of crazy. It's like, okay, I don't know.
I mean, we haven't mentioned the really dark Ghibli movie yet at all.
Yeah, we're not... Well,
I don't think any of us are going to pick
Bob, Grave... Neither Bob nor I have seen it.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Grave of the Fireflies?
I won't.
Yeah.
I can't and I
oh
won't
my gosh.
That's why it's not getting picked. That's why Totoro isn't being picked. That's why that's not being picked.
I love Totoro.
I mean, I'll admit that
Kappos.
Grave of the Fireflies is a... It would be in my top five favorites, though. It would definitely make a top 15 list for me, for favorites. But no, not favorites. For best, but for favorites, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's important. It's an important distinction.
Grave of the Fireflies is 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people love like sad shit.
It's like Schindler's List is like 99%, but like no one wants to rewatch that either.
I watch it every day.
No, but I mean, I think there's something to be said about that. Like, if you make a movie and it's like so, so moving, but you can never watch it again. Like, yeah it's probably one of his best.
Like
deserves
the
100%. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's not making a lot of people's favorites, you know, because you're never gonna watch it again. It was like
that actually is a very fair point.
Like, I'm never watching that movie again. Which is why I don't want to do it, because I don't do well with that. I don't do well with sad. I just would not enjoy it. I'd be angry. What happens to me is I get really sad, and then I leave the... I finish the movie, and I'm angry, because I did that to myself. I ruined my day. For what? For what?
I have no idea. Okay. Maddie, you're on the clock. You have two...
Okay. So, I feel like I'm going to have crazy, crazy picks here. I'm going to go as far as saying I like, really liked The Boy and the Heron. It was a really beautiful movie. I just, like, don't like his male-led movies at all, actually. I respect them as great movies, but they never make my favorites. So I didn't love, like, The Wind Rises. I didn't love Porco Rosso.
Princess Mononoke, what the heck?
She's basically the main character.
No, she is not.
She's basically, in my mind, she is. Like, if there's a woman right there... Cause you could make the same argument then for Castle in the Sky. Because, like, it opens... I don't know. Listen. I think that that's, like, a dual protagonist situation.
Castle in the Sky definitely is. I feel like Princess Mononoke, it's clearly from...
Maddie does have a point. The title of the movie is Princess Mononoke, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's like about her. It's her story. He's just kind of there.
Well, geez, all the... It's not Legend of Link, like, and even though he's the main character.
I guess what I mean is that, like, there's got
to
be...
Ryan just wants to erase one of these stories.
There's got to be a heroine, I guess I should say.
Notable sexist Ryan Mason Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
there's gotta be like the other. I'm talking about the ones where there's clearly no, there's no question. Like, there's no question. It's the the man is the main
This
character.
Is true. This is true.
And not that I don't like it's for that reason. I've just found that about myself. I've noticed it. I noticed it while I was making the list. I just didn't. I don't know. I didn't like them as much.
Maddie, I hate to hold you to it, but you are waffling. What is your pick?
I know. I know. Okay. I think honestly, I might. Bob's gonna scream. I think I might do The Tale of Princess Kaguya. It was really it's beautiful. Gorgeous. It was so beautiful. And yeah. if that's what I'm making my list, I chose Ponyo. I lost Whisper of the Heart. So I'm going to go with, to be consistent, Tale of Princess Kaguya. Bob, like, hated it. Because it's, like, it has...
I did not hate it.
It has, like, a depressing ending. Because, like, if anyone who knows this, it's, like, a classic Japanese story.
You would love that with film, Noah.
It's like a...
I know, it's insane. Like,
yeah,
it's on HBO.
It's a very classic Japanese tale.
Yep.
Where a woman is found in, like, a bamboo stalk. And I don't know, is it a spoiler if it's, like, literally... if it's, like, literally
it's based
their
on a
classic
story.
Yeah.
And the art true. Looks great.
True. It's incredible. The animation's
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's so beautiful.
It's very unique. Like.
Yeah. Super, super unique. And I already knew what sad thing was going to happen, so it didn't hurt me. So I liked that one a lot. It was also very unlike any other Ghibli. It just didn't feel like any other one that I've seen. And I'm going to also go with another one that's really crazy and weird, but I just enjoyed it a lot, and it surprised me.
Don't say it.
You know that I am.
It's From Up on Poppy Hill.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a great movie,
wow.
Dude.
I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more.
I hate all of you.
I know. I just enjoyed it
a lot.
It's
a great movie. Like, the school atmosphere, I love that movie.
Oh, you were going to take it?
Yeah, I was going to take it.
I thought you were just, like, going to disagree.
No, it's a good pick.
It was really comforting and fun.
And also... It's, like, so nautical, too, with, like, the boats and stuff and the flags.
I just... Nobody talks about it, and so I was like, it can't be that good. It actually was really good.
It is. They have this weird, like...
It's really solid.
They have this weird, like, club space, like, this giant, like, decrepit building. They all, like... It's basically a giant fort for boys. It's a very it's a very fun movie.
It is. It's, like, very... I don't know. It's not even a coming of... It's just, like, fun. It feels like a just kids being kids, kind of.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Bob, you're up next.
Gotta go to My Neighbor Totoro at this point.
Yeah.
Great movie. Cat Bus.
Yeah.
Enough said. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the most iconic Ghibli movie, probably. I mean, it's their mascot. What are you shaking your head at? What is the Ghibli, like, freaking mascot? It's Totoro.
It's, like, in the literal icon thing.
Yeah.
I think he's just mad that it went at number 14 more than anything.
To which me, no face is, like, their mascot.
Mm. That was cute.
Yeah.
Which puts me at a strange situation where part of me wants to take The Boy and the Heron despite never seeing it.
What, has no one taken it yet?
No.
Oh, dude. Boy and the Heron's a great movie.
I know. Mm-hmm. Ones that I have seen previously include The Cat Returns.
I need
I'm not picking that. Arrietty, which was cute, but...
Too many female protagonists for Ryan.
Tales from Earthsea, which I preferred the book, honestly.
I know you could read.
Hey. Ursula K. Le Guin is a phenomenal author, and I won't hear any Johns about that. I've not seen Only Yesterday. I have seen Pom Poko. I could meme and take Pom Poko right now, honestly. No.
You gotta take Boy and the Heron, dude. Boy and the Heron's so good.
But I feel like such a...
One of his best dubs.
Yeah, easily. The problem with the Boy and the Heron, in my opinion, was just the first half of the movie. It just, I don't know, it didn't really do that much for me.
I know.
In the second half, I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
The first half, it was kind of like... They were just kind of setting up his character. You didn't get to the cool, like, the normal... I feel like the second half felt like, oh, this is a Ghibli movie.
To be fair, Kiki's Delivery Service also had a rather slow start for me as well.
I don't know. I mean, she's forced from her home, like, in the first 5 minutes.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah.
It also feels like The Boy and the Heron is set up that way. To be like that.
Yeah.
I feel like such a poser taking that at 15, though. Jeez.
True.
I mean, I'm not going to take Earwig and the Witch, that's for sure. Yeah, I will take a movie that I've never even seen. I'll take The Boy and the Heron. I will. How about this? I'll watch it by the end of tonight, and then...
You gotta watch it, bro. What the hell's wrong with you?
Hey, it's almost as if there's too much to review in this universe.
Oh, my God.
What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?
Stop.
Oh, jeez. What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad? No, I'll take Boy and the Heron at 15. Noah, that means that Maddie has Castle in the Sky, Kiki's Delivery Service, Ponyo, Princess Kaguya, From Up on Poppy Hill. Bob has Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, Nausicaa, Lupin the Third, and Totoro. And I have Porco Rosso, Howl's Moving Castle, A Whisper of the Heart, The Wind Rises, and The Boy and the Heron.
To be fair, Bob had... the best position I've decided. Being in the middle is the best.
No, because you could have picked and Spirited Away at first. No. You fumbled with Castle in the Sky.
I was stupid. Because no one would have taken it from me. No one would have.
If we were picking, I think it would have...
Don't you tell me how you feel about Castle in the Sky.
I love Castle in the Sky. I would have picked that.
I would have picked it early. After Spirited Away and Mononoke were gone, I would have gone Castle in the Sky.
I would have picked it... my own draft list, I would have definitely put it top five.
Bob clearly won.
Definitely top five.
So easily.
Which of these movies have won an Oscar? Oh, Spirited Away, that's right.
Spirited Away would have also gone top five for me.
So
Spirited Away is a close second for me.
Miyazaki movies have a very special place in my heart just because I watched a ton of them on Toonami, on Cartoon Network growing up.
Hell yeah.
In between Cartoon Network and Adult Swim, they would play. Stuff like this. And in third place, I think third is going to Ryan.
Really? This is ridiculous.
Well, let's call him last place.
Bronze medal is going to Ryan. He medaled. He's still medaled. Which is,
Porco Rosso is one of the way.
The fix is in.
You know, Porco Rosso, I'm not that big of a fan of, but I can understand. I can understand in a draft where we're picking favorites and Ryan.
Porco Rosso is great. That. Number one, though, I can't, Ryan.
Maddie, honestly, in my opinion, was leading after the first three picks. I think Castle in the Sky, Kiki, and Ponyo are all like three movies I really like, just because they like tug at your heartstrings, and that's kind of what I love about.
Okay, let's ask Noah how many of these he's actually seen, because I don't think you.
Uh-oh, he's doing the math.
Ten of the 15,
and you haven't even seen fucking Boy and the Heron, and you took that. You probably... but Maddie was winning for me after the first three, and then
after that,
I haven't seen her last two films, so that is hurting her in a way. But if, in my mind, you know, Bob is getting gold. He got Spirited Away
and Mononoke,
and he got Mononoke.
This is true. This is true.
At that point,
you got. If I had to pick the two best ones, it would be Spirited Away at one and Mononoke at two.
Castle Sky at three.
He got Totoro at second to last pick in the draft.
Yeah. Are we, it's a game Tom Brady.
Are you guys even playing to win? Like, but in my mind, Spirited Away, Mononoke, and Totoro are probably three out of my top six really? Ghibli films. So
more in Castle in the Sky, really?
Yeah.
Really? Totoro more in Castle in the Sky?
We're allowed to have different opinions here, Bob.
I get it.
No,
I have a question.
I think Grave of the Fireflies not getting picked is, like, insane. Even though it is... I do agree with the point where, like, a movie is so, like, emotionally daunting on you to where you're like, I would never rewatch that movie. It's sort of the same feeling I have for, like... If you guys have ever seen that movie with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson where they're married.
Marriage Story.
Yeah.
I would never watch Marriage Story again in my life, but I think that movie is so good, but I will never watch in my life. And I've seen Grave of the Fireflies multiple times, but...
Where would we rate Grave of the Fireflies on a -7 to 7 scale?
Six.
Yeah. Okay. We're in agreement.
Which
of these movies do we think are sevens?
Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, Princess Mononoke.
I think Howl's six, honestly. I don't think it's a perfect movie. I think Castle in the Sky, Mononoke, Spirited Away are perfect movies.
I'm going to go more selective. I'll say Spirited Away and Castle in the... No, Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke are sevens. Everything...
And I love most everything else
is. I love Ponyo so much.
I love Ponyo.
Ponyo is ooh, such actually,
a good film. Ponyo in my mind might be a seven.
Ponyo, it's like a lot of style, but not a lot of substance, though. That's my...
That was my thing. I was like, I just... I don't... I felt like the plot sometimes... just wasn't...
I just didn't care.
Always, yeah, it was always... I just, right. I didn't connect with it enough, I think. Yeah. But I was just, the whole time, I was like, wow, it's so pretty. Yeah. I was just staring at it.
I
loved it.
How might be a seven? I don't know.
And you should watch The Boy and the Heron, Ryan, because I think the dub of that movie is...
I will watch it.
It's maybe a top two dub from Miyazaki.
So I'm not a poser.
Also, Lupin... everyone here slept on Lupin.
Hey,
Lupin,
I did not sleep on Lupin.
Lupin is such a good movie.
I did not sleep on Lupin. Lupin, I was mad when you picked it, Bob.
People don't watch it because, one, it's old and people don't associate it with Ghibli. And, two, people are scared of Lupin because it's like hundreds of episodes. But, like, Lupin is a good movie.
Well, the movies in themselves are pretty good. The new one that came out in the mid-2010s or early 2020s?
Yeah.
That was a really, really good animated flick. It was 3D as well instead of being actual anime, and it was still really, really good.
Bob wins again.
That's right. Geez. That's right, baby. Mm-hmm.
Before we end the episode, I want to talk a little bit about the Olympics. First, to offer congratulations to a certain Annelies Lammerts, who won bronze in women's kite surfing. That is my cool as hell second cousin, Helly Annelies. I also really enjoy just, you become an armchair expert on the most random things. I feel like I could spew bullcrap about rugby sevens for around 45 minutes because I saw maybe around 30 minutes of it. The other thing I really enjoy about the Olympics is that, like, oh, you'll watch these athletes at the absolute peak of strength and physicality and endurance and all that jazz. And then they'll make one small little slip up. And us on the couch will be like, man, these people are terrible.
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
I have a question. So you know how there was like a tweet forever ago that was like, if they should have like an average participant in this, like just doing whatever is being done to like compare?
Yeah,
like,
I would
just
love
like
that.
A random average person.
I would love that.
If you could do anything and be like the average person, what would you do? Any Olympic thing.
See... I'm better than average on the mile, but like it would be the 1500 rather. But even then,
lame. Choose something fun.
No. But even then, I would be lapped.
I want to like pole vault. I've never done pole. I just want to try it.
If you tried pole vaulting, I'd be, oh jeez.
I just want to try it. I've always wanted to try.
Here's a question.
Bob should do javelin. He would probably end up killing someone in the crowd.
Hell yeah. What do you think the most like strenuous Olympic sport is? Besides like marathon running or something.
Dude, we watched like this canoeing in this simulated like pool and it looked insane.
I think, here's my...
Like most wearing on your body?
Swimming.
No, just like the hardest, like just the most like stamina you need.
Most stamina.
And just like muscle, physicality, everything. I think there's a clear answer.
I feel like there is.
Wrestling?
I think it's water polo.
That is actually.
Oh,
that
actually.
That's, you see them, they're like
okay,
trying to drown
fair.
Each other. Like,
they are. This yeah, is like, true.
Like
this is true.
Yeah, like they're swimming fast enough.
You can't touch the bottom. You're not supposed to hold on to the sides. You're supposed to be treading water like the entire time you're in the court. And everyone, they play so dirty.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They are trying to drown each other.
Yeah.
I think that's a great call, Bub.
It's insane. Imagine being a goalie having to come out of the water to your waist like every time someone throws a ball. It's like... Yeah.
That's why my other pick is synchronized swimming. People underrate it. Do you realize how intensely difficult that is? To be like perfectly synchronized like that in the water? It's insane.
No,
it's not hard. Shut up. It's insane.
I would love
it's
to
insane.
See you.
I'd like to try my hand at fencing, I think.
Fencing, I think you'd be good. I think you'd be good.
I actually would like to announce that these Olympics have inspired me so much. I'm training for the 2028 Olympics. I'll be the prime age of 31. And yeah, you'll see me there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the next shooting guy. That meme that went around of the guy from Turkey shooting.
There was a meme going around that Boeing hired him as a HR person.
That's funny.
With, you know, employee satisfaction. anything else we want to talk about before we close the show? Nope.
Spirit Away is a perfect movie. Yeah. That's all I got.
There you go.
Yeah, it is.
Bob, Maddie, Noah, Rooks, thank you so much for this. We will definitely have an episode sometime soon. I think Noah and I are going to do a preview of the Premier League season coming up sometime soon. Probably recording Tuesday the 13th, I want to say. So that should be out before first match week actually starts. If you want to leave any insults, recommendations, or just give props to us, hit me up at RyanReviewsTheUniverse at Instagram or RyanReviewsTheUniverse@gmail.com. Thank you so much for
everything. Or scam him.
Yeah.
Or hack him. He'll click on any link you
send. This is true. I'm like a grandma in that. Grandma, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Ryan, I'm your biggest fan. Please
please buy me $500 in Google Play gift cards immediately.
Jeez. All right. Till next time.
Peace.